It's Passion Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. St. Peter's in the Vatican is our Roman station today. The present basilica replaced the first basilica built here by the Emperor Constantine over the grave of St. Peter, buried in a cemetery next to the Circus of Caligula. It is the greatest church of all Christendom. The internal area is 3.75 acres, and by some estimates it has a capacity of 60,000 people. As you enter the basilica, you look straight at the great baldachin of bronze designed by Gian Lorenzo Bernini, from bronze stripped from the ancient Roman Pantheon, and beyond that baldachin to the massive sculpture group by Bernini of the Chair of Peter, held by doctors of the church and surmounted by the famous alabaster window of the Holy Spirit. Along the nave are huge niches with monumental statues of founders of religious orders. Turn your head to the right as you come in, and you see the chapel where Michelangelo's Pietà is held. On the four great pillars holding up the dome are the statues of Longinus, the soldier who pierced Christ's side, St. Andrew and his cross, St. Helena with the true cross, and Veronica with her veil. On this Sunday, the veil of Veronica is exhibited, and many relics are placed upon the altar. The prayer of the veil, as currently used at St. Peter's in Latin, runs like this. O God, who didst wish to leave thy image to us, who are marked with the light of thy countenance, through thy passion and cross grant us, we beseech thee, that as now upon the earth we venerate it through a glass darkly, so in safety we may see thee face to face when thou comest to judge. The cardinal archpriest here is Angelo Comastri. Since the pre-Lent Sundays, in the extraordinary form, we have been liturgically pruned, emptied out. In life, we lose things as we age before we go to the grave. During Lent, the Church has been imitating the Lord, preparing for the resurrection at Easter. The Alleluia goes away on Septuagesima Sunday. Music and flowers go away on Ash Wednesday. From today onward, crosses and images are draped in purple. As of today in the older form of Mass, the Judica Psalm and the prayers at the foot of the altar and the Gloria Patri at the end of certain prayers will no longer be said. After the Mass on Holy Thursday, the Blessed Sacrament is removed from the main altar, which is itself stripped. Bells will be replaced by wooden noisemakers. On Good Friday, there isn't even a Mass, and on Saturday, Holy Church is silent but for the recitation of the office. At the beginning of the Easter Vigil, we will be deprived of light itself. It will be as if the Church herself were dead with the Lord in his tomb. This liturgical pruning imitates how the Lord emptied himself of his glory to save us from our sins and to teach us who we are.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Blessed are the blameless in the way who walk in the law of the Lord.
In a grave.
Collect in the extraordinary form of Holy Mass. Oremus. Quaesumus omnipotens Deus, familiam tuam propitius respice, ut te largiente, regatur in corpore, et te servante, custodiatur in mente. Let us pray. Look graciously upon your household, Almighty God, we beseech you, that by your grace we may be governed in body, and by your protection safeguarded in mind. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.